This is Free Talk Live, doing an encore presentation of the Bed Intruder song for those on the radio that did not hear it previously. So we had some technical difficulties in the last segment that actually made it so our internet listeners could hear that, but our radio listeners could not. So now everyone has heard that was listening or is listening the Bed Intruder song. We were discussing auto-tuning the news, and now you know what auto-tuning sounds like.
Well, yeah, the song itself is genius. This was some guy talking on the local news, some local news bit that somebody, some genius on the internet, snatches up, cuts up, and auto-tunes and turn and put some music behind it and turns it into a song. And
it goes viral with over 100 million views.
100 million views.
And it's only been on the internet for 2 years at this point. So 100 million views in 2 years. So 855.
See some little fuzzy kitten do that.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just wanted to make sure that got out there for everybody that felt like they missed it in the last hour. Now, one of the backing into serious issue, Anaheim, the police state that has sprung up there or has revealed itself, I guess, for everybody who's paying attention. And certainly if you're in Anaheim, you probably know a lot more about this situation than we do. You're welcome to comment. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. I've had a couple of news stories about this in my show prep. It's one of those things we just didn't get to. Somebody called in last hour about it. And so I know, Nemi, you pulled up some information. And I've got a piece here from the Huffington Post that kind of goes into the way this Anaheim situation is being reported outside of Anaheim, specifically in mainstream media news sources like the New York Times. And I think it's an interesting juxtaposition of what really happened and what the mainstream media, in this case the Times, wants to, you to think happened. So what they're giving an example on here is the photo that the New York Times published about the Anaheim protests, where there was a situation a few days ago where protesters were attempting to go to Disneyland. People were attempting to go to Disneyland and, I guess, engage in protesting-style activities there.
Right.
So the New York Times posts their picture of this, and in the photo it includes a few officers, three police officers standing in the street, you know, looking kind of tough. But that's all. That's the only, you know, perspective that you get is a picture of three officers standing in the streets. Well, according to Huffington Post, a picture is worth a thousand words. This from Vivian Lesnick-Wiseman. And it's often used as shorthand for the power of an image to convey information and elicit information. But a snapshot in time can distort reality and mislead, as is the case of the photo in the New York Times of police in formation in Anaheim with the caption, "No passage to Disneyland." The real story in Anaheim over the weekend was that the protests that were sparked by the Anaheim police killing of two Latino men, Manuel Diaz and Joel Acevedo, was the massive police presence that met a mere 100 to 150 peaceful protesters. When I arrived, so this article writer here was on the scene, at the Anaheim police station, I expected to see a police force prepared for a demonstration and possible unruly behavior as tensions had been high all week. Since the shootings, a canine had been unleashed on an unarmed crowd of mostly women and children, and many rounds of non-lethal rubber bullets had been fired at the citizens of Anaheim. Never did I foresee the scene before my eyes. I was shocked and frightened by the show of force. At about 3 p.m., the demonstrators left the APD and marched toward Disneyland. The New York Times photo is taken from a particular angle and at a particular point in time and cropped in such a way that it minimizes the degree of police presence at the scene. So this lady includes a photo taken minutes later where the police are wearing riot gear. In the New York Times photo, the police they included in the photo are not.
Just your regular Johnny Law looking
guy. Well, they've got like a black Kevlar looking helmet on, but it's just a standard kind of black police uniform that they're wearing in the photo in the New York Times. However, the majority, it appears, of the police officers are decked out like military members with all manner of scary looking.
Ready to invade Disneyland.
Truncheons and guns and weapons at their ready. So why would the APD, they also apparently had grenade launchers, camouflage fatigues. Anyway, why would the APD wear camouflage fatigues? In an urban setting, the fatigues have the effect of making the wearer stand out rather than blend.
Sure, so they're not intended to actually camouflage, right?
Right.
Just to strike fear into the heart of the populace.
They also bring to mind the battle zone with all the danger and terror that connotes.
And this is the reason that the police officers wear black. I mean, they're not wearing black to blend in.
That's
they're wearing black to intimidate you. They wear sunglasses so that you can't see their eyes. The intention is to homogenize the force and to turn them into one machine as opposed to individuals.
There's research that shows that black is an more intimidating color than blue, for instance, and darker blue is more intimidating than light blue.
Right, but if they're stuck with blue, they'll take the darkest blue they can possibly get. I mean, if these people are supposed to be our servants and they're supposed to be doing things that make us good and protecting and serving us, why don't we put them in, like sunshine yellow?
Well, right, didn't the good guys wear
pink?
Didn't good guys wear white in the old cowboy movies?
Yeah. I mean, it's harder to keep that clean, though.
I get you. But the point is, kind of the classic good guy is lighter colors, right? And here they are wearing the darkest colors.
Of course, stormtroopers in Star Wars wore white, too.
Good point. The New York Times seems to have taken great pains to show us only three policemen, because everywhere the eye could see was a phalanx of said militarized police. The families and friends of the deceased, as well as a mixture of social justice organizations, political left groups, and Occupy Wall Street, mostly from Orange County, L.A., and Oakland, with their team of live streamers, gathered outside of the Anaheim police station at noon. The police presence was astounding. Police in and out of riot gear stood in formation behind a rubber barricade. Snipers were on the roofs of the station and the church across the street, with lethal power weapons pointed at the crowd below.
Yeah, where else would they point them?
Right, these people haven't hurt the police. There have been no attacks
on
the police.
They're shot in the back, unarmed people.
Yeah.
A cavalry of about 20 large horses soon arrived, adding additional tension to the demonstration. Still, the most astounding aspect was the fatigue-clad militarized police presence. The presence was disproportionate to the numbers and demeanor of the demonstrators. So the question is, why did the New York Times seem to downplay the police presence? Is the mainstream media under a government prohibition of showing photos of this type of display? Is this like the prohibition against showing the coffins and the dead from our wars? Sadly, an outright prohibition would probably be superfluous, as the New York Times does such a great job of policing itself. The rest of the news organizations seem to fall into formation, including the left establishment press. If you're reading this blog, Huffington Post continues to be the exception. The photos, with the exception of the New York Times, are generously provided under Creative Commons, so there's just plenty of evidence of this article's author's claims that the police were everywhere at this protest, but the New York Times barely showed anything.
Well, I don't think it's fair to, granted, the mainstream media does typically sweep things under the rug. I'm looking at the LA Times article, and Ian, I showed you this picture. I am seeing a much more realistic photo from the LA Times, and it's a cop on a horse with a pointed stick chasing two people who are running.
Oh my.
One guy has a backpack and a sleeping bag and a water bottle, and they are clearly running away from this officer. And I would be blown away by that level of confrontation as well.
But the claim was in this story that what the press is reporting outside of Anaheim.
Yeah.
Anaheim is as close as it could be to LA.
Enough.
So, basically that's the local newspaper.
Right.
And I certainly support the local newspaper, stepping up and doing something. I can't imagine why the press doesn't cover this stuff.
Same reason they kowtow to politicians.
It's amazing.
They're an extension of the status quo, an extension of the police state.
I mean, they don't have anything to gain gain from, I mean, this is the out-of-town press.
Right.
They've got nothing to gain from the Anaheim Police Department.
There's no reason for them to do this. From a journalistic perspective, there's no reason for them at all to be so obedient.
Is it just that the New York Times reported it that way because they act that way and then every other news agency?
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.1430. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.5475, $8.2737 for a half ounce, or $4.1369 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.5475, $8.2737, and $4.1369.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. especially if you're out in Anaheim or out in that area, and you can give us some insight into the continuing conflict between activists who just want accountability from the police and outrageous police who just want to crush heads. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Now, speaking of police and accountability, cameras are the way to get at least a little bit of accountability out of the police, as long as you can escape with the footage without having a truncheon, thrown at your head, or some sort of rubber bullet plastered all over your face or body. But there's the Freedom Cam that can help you.
Yeah, the Freedom Cam is a camera that goes into your car. It mounts to your windshield like any other thing that mounts to your windshield. You know, there's all kinds of things out there that you can stick to your windshield these days. This has a camera pointing forward and pointing back, so it takes the front of the vehicle and the interior of the vehicle and then out the back window also. It's got a GPS device in it which records your navigation, your speed, your driving route, all these things. It's got a built-in microphone. So everything that goes on in your car, it records. It's the ultimate witness, whether it's an automobile accident where, maybe the other person's version of the story doesn't match your understanding, or a police officer who's stepping way out of line and you need to be able to... I mean, I can't tell you how many news stories we've had where somebody, for some reason or another, got video and audio or just audio of an encounter with a police officer, and that officer was way out of line. And the only way that you were ever going to be able to hold, our servants to account is to be able to have video and prove what they say, because otherwise they'll just deny it. So you can go to freedomcam.net, get one of these for your car. I've got one for mine. Ian, you got one in yours now?
Indeed.
You got it mounted?
I have not yet mounted it, but okay. It is coming. I've got a lot going on with the fair this week. So
that's right.
I'm working every single day at the local county fair.
Freedomcam.net.
But I love the thing, and it was in my old car, and it was very useful, and I'm excited about putting it back in my new car. All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. I know, Nemi, you've got some more information on Anaheim.
I do.
And stick with that. We're going to come back to it in a moment here. Let's go in the first place to Larry in Georgia, listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Larry.
Hi. You were wondering what the anarchists were doing that was against the law?
Which anarchists? I'm sorry.
I listened to your program.
Yes, the ones in the first hour. He's listening to the first hour.
Well, I would assume that trying to overthrow the government of the United States of America is against the law.
Okay, and we're talking about the anarchist houses. America. Just want to recap for our listeners that are maybe just now tuning in, because you're listening to the first hour of the show 2 hours later because you're on XM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, you can comment on anything you want anytime, but I just want to recap here. Anarchist houses were raided in the Northwest by the FBI. They took anarchist literature, clothing, all manner of different things. So you're saying they're trying to overthrow the government?
Well, by its very definition, an anarchist wants no government.
But that doesn't mean they're trying to overthrow said government.
Well, I don't know that no government is necessarily chaos. Let me ask you this. Is this a free country? Okay. Should people be able to have whatever political philosophy they want to have?
Within limits, yes.
Within limits?
Yes, there is limits on... Well, see, protected political speech, that's the speech that's protected, is the ability to stand in the public square and criticize the government. That is protected speech. But you can't advocate overthrowing the government with violence.
Well, I don't know why not.
You can't excite people to violence. That's
actually
the law.
The government has said that you can, within certain strictures, advocate the general use of violence. I mean, just consider for a second, this government took over by the use of violence, right?
Well, we're talking about a revolutionary government that we had initially back in 1776 to overthrow oppression to become free.
Oh, boy. There we go.
It's like a mark.
Yeah, that's
the story.
And try to equate it to an Occupy movement that's committing violence and breaking laws.
Yes, you can. A revolutionary government in 1776. Hold on. Yes, you can. The revolutionary government in 1776 broke laws. I mean, that's it. All these people that want to overthrow the government are just people that are unsuccessful revolutionaries.
They did didn't just commit violence. They went through every lawful action with the British government to try to become free before the British took the first steps and fired the first shot.
They did, or different individuals did different stuff? I mean, you know, I don't know what group you're talking about, but there's been a lot of Americans over the course of 230 years that have taken a lot of actions against the government that have largely been ineffective.
Yes, and a lot of them have gone to jail for it.
Okay. So is that good or bad?
A lot of them have gone to jail for it. I mean, you cannot, just like throwing Molotov cocktails at police. I don't know why police aren't authorized deadly force at that point.
I think they are.
If you're shooting a firebomb at you, that's deadly force. You have every right to respond in kind.
I would concur that you're able to use deadly force if somebody uses deadly force on you. But these people are not accused of that. They're only accused of basically being... the thought crimes.
No one was arrested.
The suspicion of maybe they might do something in the future.
It's the same tactics that the government uses against other groups that they don't like.
Absolutely.
That commit unlawful actions. But see, they use the same tactics against the Klan. They use the same tactics against the Nazis. They use the same tactics against the skinheads and the Aryan Nation. I mean, you cannot advocate that level of violence.
You keep on talking about a level of violence. I mean, let's not forget that the government is an organization that came about through violence.
In fact, the right to revolution is guaranteed in the New Hampshire Constitution, which is older than the U.S. Constitution.
Right. It's one of the 13 states that blew the heads off of people that said they were in charge.
Larry, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't advocate the use of violence. This
I don't
show
either. But
doesn't advocate the use of violence. I happen to think it's incredibly counterproductive. However, it's important to point out that these raids... they were to go and take literature from people.
Look,
they weren't to make arrests.
If they could raid these people, they could raid the Tea Party folks.
They sure can. I mean, they can raid anybody they don't like because of the things they say. I mean, that's really disturbing. No one was arrested during these raids, which means that they really, I mean, if they thought there was a plot afoot to, you know, blow some building up, or if they thought there was a plot afoot to commit some kind of violent act, they probably would have come up with a conspiracy to commit, you know, fill in the blank, and then gone ahead and arrested people. I mean, it's no skin off their back if they arrest somebody and then some judge down the line throws out the charge. Remember the story about the militia guys, not like back in the 90s, but recently, like within the last few years. I think it was Michigan, but I'm not sure. There was a militia folks that had been arrested. They'd been charged with, you know, conspiracy to commit terrorism or whatever.
Same thing they always go after.
Those charges ended up being dropped. Those people are not being charged with that now. But it wasn't any kind of punishment to the charging officers or the FBI agents that did the shoddy, you know, investigation in that case. They weren't being
sure
demoted.
Sure inconvenienced the people they didn't like, though.
Right. So if they wanted to arrest the anarchists in these houses, they certainly could have, but they didn't.
Right, the guy's making the assumption that the anarchists were advocating violence,
right.
And there's no evidence
of
that.
This is just straight-up intimidation tactics. 855-453. We know who the violent people are. It's the people calling themselves the state.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You take control of the airwaves toll-free if you like. 855-450-FREE, the SACL-CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, 855-450-3733. More news about Chick-fil-A coming up here, or an analysis that Nemi wants to share with us. We'll hopefully have time for it. 855-450-3, but because, of course, we'll take your calls first about whatever's on your mind. And want to also invite you over to our website, where we've got a mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone can get quick access to our live streams any old time at m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Right back to your phone calls. Rick is listening in Jenkins Township, Pennsylvania, to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Rick.
Hello. I'm a constitutional libertarian, and I was listening to your show for a couple of months, and I just want to say I support national sovereignty. And I think the only way that you could really do that in a nonviolent way is buying products from people who are local that believe the same things that we believe with the Constitution, and be able to maintain our sovereignty. And
that really narrows it down. So I can only buy products from people who believe the same thing that I do and are local?
I would support a local steel mill. They run every steel mill out of this country. You can't have a steel mill in this country.
But you said they have to believe the same things you do.
Well, pretty much, basically, yeah. I don't want to buy products from a communist country.
Now, Mark, you've got...
I don't want to live like a communist.
Well, we weren't talking about countries. We're talking about people, right? So, Mark, you buy some locally grown crops and meat as well
from local
farmers. Have you ever interviewed those farmers to see what their personal belief systems
are? Actually, I have interviewed one of them, the dairy farmer, and he's pretty much on board.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, I have a whole network of people that, I mean, you know, included Free Staters and that kind of thing that really are, yes, I mean, absolutely. You can, I can totally buy from people that, you know, are near our end of the belief system.
So you're into that. Are you on board with Rick's suggestion here?
I think that there are worse there's certainly a lot worse suggestions out there.
Well, I have to say that I'm going to buy a product wherever I can get the best deal and the best product for the best price. So I don't really care who makes it or
it's
what.
True, Rick. I mean, you know, I've made the opportunity.
If you support communism, I would say go and buy all the Chinese products. Fill your house with them.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Is everybody in the United States a communist? Because some people are communists.
They gravitate towards communism. I've found that human beings gravitate towards social communism just by their very nature. As long as they got their sex, their food, and their sporting events, their bread and circuses.
How are you calling the show tonight? How are you calling the show?
They are happy.
How are you calling the show tonight?
I got a cell phone in a Freightliner parked right next to my 1970 Cadillac.
Who made your cell phone?
Oh, I'm sure it's made in a communist country, but
communism.
I cannot find a payphone. I could not find a payphone 5 years ago.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I've got this clear. Are you telling me communists made a phone?
Communists extorted this country and took all of our industry out and are funneling it. And now we're billions of dollars.
Actually, it was the politicians, both Republicans and Democrats.
No, the politicians took the payoff. The politicians took the payoff. All right.
Tesla signed off on it, too.
It was more convenient for the investor to let his company go than to fight the system. It was more personally advantageous to take the payoff.
Yep. Look, yeah. Rick, I don't support communism. I don't support force being used on people. And typically, communism has used
force
on other people.
You tell me if
you listen to what I said, Rick, hear me say that typically communism involves the use of force to redistribute wealth to other people. And I oppose that. However, to jump to a conclusion and say that just because a product comes from China or some other place around the world means that it's coming from communists is ridiculous. I mean, the people that are manufacturing these products, if anything, are capitalists. And I'm not necessarily...
No, they're not. They're owned by the red Chinese communists.
Who, by the way, are acting more capitalistic than anybody else. These people are businessmen, okay, whether they're capitalists or whatever.
You've got to wake up, man. You've got to wake up. I mean, come on, the EPA is obviously taking orders from the Chinese that we owe trillions of dollars of debt to. I'm sure they call them and tell them what the president's going to say in his next speech and what his political platform is.
But I don't owe anybody trillions of dollars. I've never entered into any kind of agreement like that.
No, you owe personally $77,000.
Nope.
Every man, woman, and child in this country.
Show me the proof that I owe that money.
Back.
Show me the proof that I owe that money. Where's the evidence of that? Where's the instrument that finds me? Where is the instrument, Rick? Rick, where is the instrument that binds me to that national debt? Where's the signed agreement that binds me to that?
Your birth certificate.
I didn't sign that.
I understand.
We haven't had a cost of living increase in 25 years. For 25 years, I've been fighting these communists on the local, state, and federal level. They are everywhere.
Rick, I've got a question.
Everybody is into this mentality.
Rick,
and at some point, there's got to be no, I am not participating in this. I am not being extorted my entire life on this planet for this agenda.
I heard you, man. I'm not going to be extorted. I don't pay those taxes.
Just for food and a place to live, while they say, this is what you'll drive, this is what you'll do, this is the way it will be.
Rick, I think Nettie's got a question for you.
Line, here's a nice cage for me.
Hey, man, I've been in the cage. Nettie, the lady in the studio, has a question for you.
Rick, I have a question. Do you shop at Walmart?
I buy food from Walmart, and I bought a T-shirt there 6 months ago. Now, I got Pink Floyd T-shirts from the 70s that are, like, still, they're not new, but they're still together, and I could still wear them. I got a shirt from Walmart 6 months ago, and it's already falling apart.
Okay, so when you bought the shirt from Walmart, did you look at the tag to see where it was made?
Well,
at the time, I didn't do my laundry, so I said, well, I'll go and buy a T-shirt today because I need clean clothes. So I went and bought this, I bought this shirt, and it's falling apart. I'm sure it was made by a six-year-old that was taken from her parents and thrown in a factory. I'm just positive of it. Every time I listen to the news, it's like they talk about all this silly red herrings they throw at us. They call it news, and it's not even news. And when you watch the other news, the world news, they're like, they're showing you real news. This country's trillions of dollars in the debt. Oh, the U.S.
Wait, why would the world news show you what real news? Aren't they run by communists?
You know, China laughs at us. They laugh at how stupid our people are. They laugh at us. They think we are a big baby Huey buffoon.
This Rick, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Buffoon country in the world.
Rick, I think the lady has another question for you here.
Yeah, sure.
How often do you look at the labels of what you buy, Rick? I'm interested to know how you give you one.
Here, you think I
wow.
Look, when I buy, look at, I bought a leather vest to put my gun in. I got.
Did you know the cow came from?
Right. Guess what? I wanted a leather vest. This leather vest was made in Mexico because they are not allowed to tan leather in America. It is illegal to tan leather in America. They're American cows.
Now, is it better to buy from Mexico than to buy from China?
Well, if you like the Mexican government, the Mexican government has no constitution. They don't guarantee the right to bear arms in Mexico. No, I don't think I should buy from Mexico.
So wait, that didn't answer my question. Is it better to buy from Mexico than it is to buy from China?
Well, let's see. I would say it would be better to buy from Mexico to China. I mean, I could go to Mexico and sort of get along, but I don't think I would last 5 minutes in China.
Thanks, Rick, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. What were you going to ask,
Rick?
I'm just curious.
I'm still just blown away. It was an American cow that was tanned in Mexico.
Maybe.
Well, maybe it was a Mexican cow.
My question is, I'm interested to know how he applies his philosophy in his own life, because it's great to say, oh, I like you were asking, oh, where'd your cell phone come from? You know, is there a cell phone you can buy that's made in America? I don't know.
Probably not.
Well, I think that what the gentleman was saying, poorly, was when we have the opportunity, we should support local businesses, especially local businesses that share our philosophy. This is, in fact, what you do most of the time, Ian. I mean, you could buy your milk from a local farmer who, you know, shares your philosophy to some extent. You choose not to do that. But, you know, it's not like they make local frozen foods for you.
855-453
dinners.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings starting today. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. Even in the remaining moments, enough time for you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the number. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Then you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. And here with you this evening, by the way, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Now, Nemi, you had something you wanted to add into this whole discussion about buying local versus the communists that are selling cell phones to you as per our last call.
Yeah, I'm just interested to know, for folks who, like you pointed out, are you using a cell phone that was made in the United States? Like, how hard is it to actually furnish a house or live a life that's based only on just on a national scale, even.
Let alone local.
Because I know they don't make any cell phones in Keene. And then to limit it further to a cell phone company that shares my ideology.
Right. Or the employees.
Really limits your options.
Right. I don't think there's any possibility for me to learn about the employees from Samsung or from LG or whatever, cell phone company we're talking about here. Because odds are good. The people working at the companies in China, like the people at companies in America, they might think differently. Hey, guess what? Individuals have different belief systems and different, wants for their lives. So odds are good that people in management may not have the same beliefs as the people on the floor of the manufacturing center, and those individuals may also have divergent belief systems as well. So to somehow be able to audit that would be impossible. But something you did audit was his claim about the tanning facilities of the leather. His claim was that the Mexican, that it was illegal to tan leather hides in the U.S., and so therefore it's all done in Mexico. Is that true?
Yes. No. There are approximately 111 leather tanning facilities in the United States. However, not every facility may perform the entire tanning or finishing process. Leather tanning and finishing facilities are most prevalent in the Northeast and Midwest states. Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, New York, and Wisconsin account for almost half of the facilities. The number of tanneries in the United States has significantly decreased in the last 40 years due to the development of synthetic substitutes for leather, increased leather imports, and environmental regulation. This is from the EPA, your tax dollars at work.
A
little bit of a correction for our caller there who's clearly missing.
So we don't have to export our American cows down to Mexico to get them tanned.
So there's that. And then the issue of buying things locally. The one thing you didn't bring up, Mark, which I was surprised you didn't because it's one of your common points on this, is that here in New Hampshire we're a lot closer to Montreal than we are, say, to Albuquerque. And so, therefore, is it better to buy from Montreal than it is from Albuquerque because it's closer? If being local is a value, then that must make the products from Montreal more better for the people that are living in New Hampshire than those from California or some other southwestern state.
He really was stressing locality. He did have that jingoism, part attached to what he was saying, but I mean, he was stressing locality. And to some extent, I agree with the guy because I feel like you're not even addressing what he was really trying to say, which is, what do you think about buying from local people that tend to share your belief system?
Why? Obviously, I do that. I mean, I bought breakfast from Rich Paul this morning. He cooked me some breakfast. He's a local activist, and he made some good eggs and toast. So I do that if it's convenient.
Were they eggs from China? Where did they come from?
I don't know. If the price is right, if
I can get you eggs that are grown by a free stater in this town,
right,
delivered to your door, and you won't buy them.
And that's
cook.
That's my point. Is at what point do you can go to Walmart and buy a pack of six eggs, or the dollar store and get a pack of six eggs, and it's. Where do they come from? They're not coming from a local farm near you.
Some do, some don't. Some stores do source locally if they can.
That's right.
Some stores source from farms that are the open range farms or the not caged, cooped up chicken kind of farms.
You know whether or not they're the ones that are doing that because they say so.
Right, they advertise.
Right.
McDonald's on the other hand, and KFC, if we're talking about Chick-fil-A, is they use faceless. PETA will tell you that they use faceless chickens for their chicken.
And PETA also puts animals to death.
Sure,
so
worth, I understand.
I'm pointing out. Look, I care about price and convenience and quality. If that can be available to me locally, I will choose the local person because it's convenient. If it's better price online somehow, maybe through Amazon, and maybe not as convenient. I mean, there's like different, those concentric circles. What do you call those? Not concentric circles, but a Venn diagram.
Okay.
A Venn diagram. So, there's certain things that you can't usually have them all, right? You can't have it all in one place in most cases. So if I can get a better price online, but it's not as convenient, and the price is that much better, like if it's only a little bit better, then I'll go with the convenience. Because, if I want to buy some rolling papers, I'll go down to the local convenience store, walk in, and buy some rolling papers. Where are the rolling papers made? That's another question. But I'm buying them from the local store rather than, say, purchasing them online because it's convenient. So I have no problem
shopping. It's bullcrap, okay? The fact is, I've tried to make it available to you to get locally grown, locally sourced milk through a free stater at the same price, and they'll bring it to your door.
I don't want the raw milk.
No, okay, I guess it's quality then.
Yeah, I'm used to the milk that is sold to me in grocery stores.
Homogenized, pasteurized.
I like the other milk. It stays longer. The raw milk goes bad faster.
It's actually just around the cap.
It grosses me out. I'm not interested in that.
Okay.
So, you've tried to sell me on the raw milk thing. I'm not into it. Sorry. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Jared, listening in Minnesota on WNMT. Hey, Jared. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't think you understand exactly why people are back in Chick-fil-A now. I don't think it's because anybody's anti-gay or anything like that. I think it's because they're anti-government telling them what they need to think in order to open a business in their community.
That's not what Mike Huckabee said in his exhortations to go and support Chick-fil-A.
I guess I don't care what Mike Huckabee said. What they said in Chicago was, you believe what we want you to, you don't think how we want you to, therefore you cannot open a Chick-fil-A in our town.
Yeah, and I think
that's why people are upset about this.
I thought it was the Boston town that said that.
It was Boston, but there might have been a Chicago event that was.
Rahm Emanuel said personally that he did not support what they had to say. However, you know, he didn't overtly use the violence of government.
You know what? I liked Dale's point from FlamingFreedom.com. They were talking about this issue last night's very, you know, gay-oriented, liberty-minded show. And his point was that if you go and support Chick-fil-A or boycott Chick-fil-A, if he were to go and support Chick-fil-A in regards to what Boston did or what Chicago might do or whatever based on that, that message is not going to resonate with the bureaucrats in those cities. They're not going to get a market signal out of that. If Chick-fil-A gets business out of, protesters who are upset about what Boston is doing, the people in Boston, the bureaucrats in Boston don't care and they're not going to know about it, so it's not going to be effective in any way, shape, or form. The Chick-fil-A supporting event today that is all the rage among the conservative circles is being pushed by people like Rush Limbaugh and Mike Huckabee and folks like
Glenn Beck.
And there was a statement today, I read the quote from Huckabee, you know, if he's leading this, and it certainly seems like he is attempting to run out in front of this parade.
No, they're all running out in front of the parade.
Then, it's pretty clear. I mean, the statements were all about how it's Christian, you know, Chick-fil-A is Christian, and they've got family values and this and that. And, you know, the translation to that is gays are bad.
Well, I never heard anything from Limbaugh or any of these people. I live in the middle of nowhere. I'm in Biwabik, Minnesota. I live on 20 acres of no electricity. I've heard nothing from these people. The thing that I see is when a government tells you, you need to listen to us and think the way we do, or we will not allow you to open a business in our town, there's a problem.
I get you, and I agree completely.
I
completely agree with you, Jared, but they are not
free in America.
Look, man, I get it, and I agree with you. I think that people should be able to open whatever business they want, even if it is a bunch of homophobes that are doing it. But that doesn't mean I'm going to support a homophobic business just because
I'm
they've been overrun.
I've never been to one. I've never been to one. I know nothing about them.
Well, but let's tell you something about them, because Nemi actually has some information.
How the Chicago thing happened, they said, if you don't think the way we think, you can't open a business here.
I don't live in Chicago, brother. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. I agree with you. I support people's businesses' right to run their business how they want.
From one of our listeners, before you head on down to Chick-fil-A to appreciate their free speech, please keep this in mind. Chick-fil-A supports killing homosexuals just for being homosexual. That is not hyperbole, sadly. Chick-fil-A will take the money that you give them and give some of it to the Family Research Council, a group that describes themselves as promoting, quote, faith, family, and freedom. That doesn't sound so bad, except the Family Resource Center took thousands of those dollars you gave to Chick-fil-A to lobby against House Resolution 1064, which was meant to condemn Uganda for a piece of legislation that would have sentenced homosexuals who were parents or authority figures to death and your regular run-of-the-mill homosexuals to life in prison. Chick-fil-A continues to support the Family Resource Council. This is not a free speech issue. Enjoy your chicken sandwich.
There you go. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.